Winston Churchill, British Prime Minister, had it that democracy is the worst form of government, apart from all the others. However, Arthur Peasburn, vicar of St. Dibley's Church in the Wald, pointed out that actually the greatest form of government is benevolent dictatorship. So who's right? Well, on the first hand, we would instantly say democracy is better. And yet, if we think about it, democracy is something we apply to our government, but that is about it. As far as most other organisations in our society go, democracy is very rarely viewed as the best way of running them. The army is not a democracy, yet they are the ones who have the power to wipe us all out. Your local theatre club or cinema will elect a committee, but generally speaking, nobody turns up to those elections and the same board members year after year. Our economy, by which we all depend, relies almost exclusively on businesses. And businesses do not elect the people who are in charge of them. Your boss is not elected by the workers. Your chief executive is not the product of the typing pool's best suggestions. In all other matters apart from government, we tend to opt for the benevolent dictatorship. We tend to rely on someone being in charge of us who we hope will not do anything too bad because he's a human being, and we rely on them to run the business, the company, the organization to the best of their ability. Why do we do this? We do it because democracy, as Churchill said, is not a very good form of running anything. A democracy elects people for a very short space of time, and during which that time they will do whatever they can to make sure they're not de-elected. But they won't make the tough decisions or hard decisions because in 4 years' time they'll be kicked out. So they make short-term decisions designed to make sure that nobody gets too pissed off with them so they don't vote them out. Hence, democracy gives us a short burst of not too bad decision-making, but not too good. A benevolent dictatorship gives us long-term good decision-making, with the slight problem that a benevolent dictator might well turn into an absolute nightmare. The thing is, we never want to take the risk. Hence, we go for democracy over benevolent dictatorship. But only in government. For everything else, we're quite happy with dictatorship.